The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay Zwirling.
In the early 1930s, when Hitler became leader of Germany, his first law was to take the guns away from the people. So the Jews went quietly to the ovens, 6 million of them, including my maternal uncle and his family. I was a child at that time. I am a vigorous opponent of gun control because it's naive and stupid to believe that taking guns away from citizens will eliminate or lessen crimes. That is nuts. Listen to the following news from Australia, which underscores the folly of taking guns away from the people. This is dated March 5, 2006, and it's from Ed Chanel, a police officer in Australia. Hi, Yanks. I thought you would like to see the real figures from down under. It has been 6 months since gun owners in Australia were forced by a new law to surrender 640,381 personal firearms to be destroyed by our own government, a program costing Australian taxpayers more than $500 million. The first year's results are in now. Australia-wide, homicides are up 8.2%. Australia-wide, assaults are up 9.6%. Armed robberies are up 44%. Yes, 44% in the state of Victoria alone. Homicides with firearms are now up 300%, and that while the law-abiding citizens turned them in. The criminals did not, and criminals still possess their guns. While figures over the previous 25 years showed a steady decrease in armed robbery with firearms, this was changed drastically upwards in the past 12 months since the criminals now are guaranteed that their victims are unarmed. There have also been dramatic increases in break-ins and assaults of the elderly while the resident is in the home. Australian politicians are at a loss to explain how public safety was decreased after such monumental efforts and expenses are expended in successfully ridding Australia of guns. You will not see this in the American evening news or hear your governor or members of the state assembly disseminating this information because they have an idiotic mental block. The Australia experience speaks for itself. Guns in the hands of honest citizens save lives and property, and gun control laws affect only the law-abiding citizens. It's a no-brainer. Take note, Americans, before it's too late. Remember, guns do not kill people. People kill people. Put another way, when guns are outlawed, only outlaws will have guns. Please forward this information to everyone you know. Do not be a member of the silent majority. Be one of the vocal minority who will not let this happen in the USA. For KSCO, this is Kay Zwirling.